Now let's party. Thank God and Jimmy Buffett.
Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 106.3, the game here on this Friday, live at Ford Ice Center in Bellevue. Coats for Kids, that's what we're doing. You can come by, bring a new or slightly used coat, benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of Middle Tennessee. And we're excited to partner up with them and help this great cause. We say hello now to Eric Higgs. He's the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Middle Tennessee. Eric, thanks so much for being here today, and we're happy to partner up with you for such a great cause this time of year.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you all, and I'm great partnering with you all as well.
Just a second. Let's see if we can. All right, try now.
Hello.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Had to hit a button there. But I know this is obviously being with the Boys and Girls Club is something that's near and dear to you. I mean, just for folks that are unfamiliar with what you all do on a daily basis, not just this time of year, this is a year-round thing.
Yes, this is a year-round thing. Boys and Girls Clubs have been operating in Middle Tennessee for 123 years. So that's a pretty big deal. Not many organizations have been around. And what you can expect at the Boys and Girls Clubs, kids are dropped off after school. Parents have peace of mind that they're going to be in a safe space. Great caring mentors. We're going to give them a meal. We're going to give them time for food and fun. And we're also going to give them some of the fundamentals. So they're going to get homework help. They're going to get some development programs that we have going on. And those things range from art to music to sports. All of those type of programs, and it's happening every single day for our young people.
And with the help of people today, if they need a coat, you'll give them a coat.
Absolutely. They need a coat.
Yeah.
And this is a great time of the year. It gets cold in Tennessee, believe it or not. We know that. So, that's a great thing for our kids.
Who is eligible to come to the Boys and Girls Club?
Everyone is eligible. Our mission is to enable all youth, but especially those who need us most to reach their full potential. So we definitely are focused on all. So all kids are eligible. 5 years old to 18 years old are eligible inside of our clubs.
You know, you see athletes, professional athletes, they love the Boys and Girls because they were them, right? I mean, they had nowhere to go. They helped develop them. So it's always full of good, right, doesn't it, Eric, when these guys give back and promote you guys?
Absolutely. And to have athletes who were former club kids.
Yeah.
Who make it and take it upon themselves to say, I'm going to continue to give back. I mean, Derrick Henry still comes back.
Yep.
And gives to our Boys and Girls Clubs here in this area here. It was something that was near and dear to him growing up and then also wanted to continue to give back.
Yeah, it's there's one in North Nashville, I think. That's the one where Derrick went over to all the time. And
I think that's the one I've been to that we did something.
The 2019 like NFL draft, they had four or five of the top prospects came over there. And just talking, like Josh Allen from the place for the Jaguars was like, yeah, I remember these places were instrumental to me. And that makes you just feel good because you know that people care about them.
Yep. You know, it's really cool. I'm glad you mentioned that club in North Nashville. We just renovated that club. So we made it new and really shiny for the kids, big wow moments. And we're actually going to be opening the first ever teen center.
Nice.
There. So we built an addition. It's going to be for our teenagers. They're going to come in through the regular club. They're going to walk by all the youngins, and then they're going to head in their space that they get the key in, and that's workforce development. Just great spaces where teenagers want to come after school. So imagine how tough it is to convince a 16, 17, 18-year-old to drive over to the club or get dropped off over there. Well, we're doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're excited about that opening here in the January time frame, and it's going to be really cool.
How long have you been with the Boys and Girls Club?
Believe it or not, 4.5 years.
Oh, wow.
I joined right in the pandemic. So after about a 30-year corporate career, got a call, and I really thought that's what I was going to continue to be doing in 2019, headed to 2020. But in March of 2020, got reached out to, and by June, I was in a role where we were opening up, trying to figure out how will we run during a pandemic.
Wow.
So we did it, you know, and a lot of organizations did it, thank God. Provided an open door and a safe space for families who said, hey, I need this. I am an essential worker. I've got to go to work.
Right.
Figured out how to have kids in those clubs from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. during the pandemic. And we're an after-school provider. Went to an all-day provider like we do in the summers. But it's been great. We've been focused on trying to serve more kids. That mission, talking about reaching those who need us most, we estimate is 40,000 youth.
Wow.
And by 2026, we want to be serving 10,000.
Love
so
that.
We're up to about 8,000 right now, so we are growing, and we think we're on the right path.
If someone, you know, either has a child that, they think could benefit from this or know someone with a child? How can they get this process started to get their kid there?
Yeah, real easy. You know, with the internet, get out there online, www.bgcmt.org. BGCMT.org. You go out there, you can find the locations. You click the location that's closest to you. You can even start the registration process.
Oh, that, like many great organizations, I wish you didn't exist, but I thank God you do exist. Does that make sense?
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, and I thank God we exist. And, you know, as long as there are going to be youth in need, and I think, really, think about that need. We believe that any unsupervised time for young people is a place that we can help, particularly in that after-school time. And if you think about it, being out of school, 80% of a child's time is spent outside of the classroom.
Yeah.
We don't think about it that way,
right,
because
right.
we think about school, but 80% of the time. So I think there's always going to be a space that makes sense to have a safe space for young people to come, be young people, learn some things from positive people around them, learn to build some social skills with one another. I think it's going to always be a great place. And like what I like to say is every year there's this big annual thing for the Boys and Girls Clubs, a big convention. They actually initiate a Hall of Famer into the Boys
cool.
and Girls Club. They get a blue jacket, everything. And
nice.
It's crazy to watch somebody like A-Rod go there and cry like a baby.
Yeah.
Somebody like Denzel Washington cry like a baby, because what they're thinking about is what that one counselor, that one program did for their life to change the trajectory.
You know, it's funny. We all – and I obviously get it. Like athletes and actors and things like that, they obviously have the high profiles, and that's great for you. But how rewarding is it when you see a kid that came through the club and, you know, they've graduated college. They got a great job, whether it's in the corporate world or, you know, a lawyer or a doctor or whatever. I mean, those are just as big of a deal as Denzel. And
you
we love
it.
Denzel.
No, you're absolutely right. And that's what's happening in the club right now. Every moment I'm sitting in my office, there's an alum stopping by. They're in from school break. We got two nurses here, Gabby and Sapora. These are graduates of that North Nashville club you talked about. Both went to the University of Memphis, both graduated with nursing, and both are in nursing jobs today. They come and volunteer their time.
That's awesome.
They were proud to say, hey, we're going to be donors on that teen center. And so they're waiting to see their names up on the wall when we finish that teen center. It's rewarding.
I love it. And I'm sure there's so many stories like that that are just warm your heart, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can go on and on. I think about, you know, as we think about sending our kids to D.C. every year, we send a group of ambassadors to represent our clubs to actually advocate for what's on their mind. We don't coach them on what's on their mind, and they go out and they represent here at the state capitol.
Yeah,
we'll
cool.
take kids as young as fourth grade, and they will go on there and be prepared for this, and they will say, well, what's on my mind is I want better food in the club.
Don't we all, though? We have a thing, Eric, on our shows. Like our theme is like we all walk together.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, we all walk, we all push forward, and when we could do that, I mean, we can make this world a beautiful place, but you guys do that every day.
Hey, we do it. I thank God for the staff. They're the ones that make us all look good. They're there every day with our young people. I thank God for our board members who are helping to, you know, get resources for us. And I'll be honest, as I think about people who are listening, people who are donating and investing in these clubs, we couldn't do it without the donors this time of the year or any time of the year.
Yeah, amen to that. You can bring coats by today, as we've been mentioning, we've been saying all show long here at Fordyce in Bellevue, Fordyce in Antioch, Fordyce in Clarksville. Eric, we love our partnership with you, and anything we can do to help, obviously we will. But you all are the angels that everybody needs, especially this time of year. So thanks so much for doing this.
Hey, I appreciate you all. Appreciate
Absolutely. You. That's Eric Higgs. He's the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Middle Tennessee, joining us here on the program. We'll come back, tell you what day it is, and celebrity birthdays. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.